Okay, we're starting Siman Tofresh Ein Gimel. Shmonim Vepsilois Hakshiris Lechanukah. How are we lighting the menorah? What's the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah? Sif Aleph. Kol Hashmonim Vepsilois Kshirim Lenei Chanukah. You can't really use any oils, any psilois, any wicks to fulfill the mitzvah of Nei Chanukah. Even if they don't burn so nicely, the wicks, they're not so nice, and the fire, the flame is not so nice. Nevertheless, you can fulfill the mitzvah with any oils and any wicks. So paskens the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Aleph addresses the question of stolen Shemen HaGol. What happens if you steal some oil? They're quite expensive. So you shoplifting. You take a bit of oil. Can you fulfill the mitzvah with stolen oil or not? You can't. Right? We learned with regards to. Pardon. Right. The question is that, for instance, with regards to Tkiah Shofar, we learned that if somebody steals a shofar, do you remember the halacha? What's halacha if somebody steals a shofar? So the truth is, because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is not by the blowing, but by the hearing of the tkiah, we learned Shulchan Aruch says that it's actually fine, because it just enables you to fulfill the mitzvah, and it's not the actual heft of the mitzvah. So the question is, what is this over here? Very good. So that's very interesting what you're saying. The Mishneh Berurah leaves it with a tzorich in. Could be a very interesting topic to explore a bit further. The Mishneh Berurah says, Shemen HaGozel Tzorich Iyan, stolen oil, Tzorich Iyan, needs to be investigated. Ikoshen Nechanukah, if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. Is that something, if you ever want to think about something during Chanukah, it's an interesting question. The Mishneh Berurah leaves it Tzorich Iyan, so you're entitled to have your own opinion in this. Mishneh Berurah says he's not sure, what's the halacha? With stolen oil, if you can fulfill the mitzvah or not. Isn't end of Sifkotten base? There is a bit of a question over here, which is the background of the Shulchan Aruch over here, is that on Shabbos we find that the halacha is not like that. On Shabbos we know we say in Bamei Madlikin, the Mishnah is, there's many oils that you may not use. There's oils that you can't use, and the reason for that being that some oils that don't burn nicely, well, exactly. We're concerned that maybe you're going to start fiddling around with it to make it burn nicer. So the question is, why is it that with regards to Shabbos, we are concerned? Well, how come with regards to Chanukah, we're not concerned? It's a melocha. We're concerned about the melocha. So over here, there's... Right, but why is it that we're not concerned? But still, if it's not going to burn for the half an hour... Then why are we not concerned about it? I hear what you're saying, it's an interesting point, but if it's not going to burn for this half an hour, then you're just not fulfilling the mitzvah. Yeah. You're not supposed to get any hano anyway. Correct, you're not supposed to get hano, that's a true point as well. Definitely, that's 100% true.
And once you lit it, then that's the mitzvah just goes out.
Very good, so that's actually the answer. The answer is actually because you pass from Kofsa, Ein Zokoklo, which is Alocha, it's a Gemara, it's the Alocha that we're going to be discussing later on, which is Kofsa Ein Zokoklo. If it's really, it could be burning theoretically, everything is there to burn for half an hour correctly, then Kofsa, then the fact that it goes out, Ein Zokoklo, you can just leave it. You fulfill the mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. When you actually light it, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. And if the fact that it doesn't burn for half an hour, just that it could have burnt half an hour, that itself is sufficient. And therefore, that is the reason why it doesn't matter if the shaman is not a good shaman, because we say Kofsa Ein Zokoklo, and therefore... If you know for sure it's not going to last, that's crap, but that's not what we are talking about. We're not talking about something you know for certain it's not going to last, something potentially could or may not last. Yeah, that's the Mishneh Berurah Sifkotan Aleph. Now, the question which Mishneh Berurah doesn't discuss is the question of electrical. Is there any way of fulfilling the mitzvah with electricity? Mishneh Berurah, it's very interesting, I must emphasize this again, it's very interesting, Mishneh Berurah, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah never speaks of electricity. It's quite interesting. Electricity, when was it? Newton, when was Isaac Newton? Am I getting this right? Yeah? What was that?
Edison was the light
Edison, sorry, I'm raising my hands over here. Okay, so when was that?
1863.
Okay, we'll take your word. Okay, so the question is, so I don't know my facts so well, pardon? Right, okay, so the Chofetz Chaim published the Mishneh Berurah. Chofetz Chaim published, it was most of it was published by the 1910s. It's 1920, yeah, 1910s roughly. It started long before that, took him a big part of his life. But surely he must have, even in, I don't know how, there was no electricity, in Radin, the electricity wasn't so developed, I'm sure, but yet Chofetz Chaim himself had been to Varsha many times, and Chofetz Chaim had been to other places, I'm sure there's no doubt about it, that he knew about it's, he must have come across electricity. But interesting, Vav Chelke Shulchan Aruch you will not find anywhere, as far as I know, he never speaks electricity. Interestingly enough, just to prove that he has seen electricity, in one of these Musa's for him, he speaks about it from a Musa perspective. So we know for sure that he must have known exactly what it is. But in Chofetz Chaim, he never discusses it. So that's one of the places of here which would have been interesting for him to discuss it, and he doesn't. Maybe the reason is he wasn't 100%, it's a discussion with Shlomo Zalman, 20 years ago was busy trying to exactly identify and explain and understand and comprehend deeply the electricity. So maybe the Chofetz Chaim just felt he didn't feel that he was direct. I don't know, maybe feel that the knowledge wasn't that, maybe, I don't know, but it's very interesting that he doesn't speak about it in Chofetz Chaim. Look at that. 1879, according to Rav Gideon. So the question is, though we may certainly nowadays address the question, what about electricity? Is there any way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah with electricity? And so again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Hashmanim V'Apsilis Ksherim. Any oils and wicks are okay to fulfill the mitzvah. So what are electric bulbs? And so let me ask you straight away two scenarios. One scenario would be if somebody is in a hospital. This is a shayla that I heard once a few years ago. It was in the hospital. They don't allow because of health and safety and fire regulations. You definitely haven't got a person may not light any candles within the premises. So the question is, can you quickly switch off the light and say a bracha? And again, I'm emphasizing the point of making a bracha, Hadlokas Nei Chanukah, and then switch the light on. Is that okay? Of course, you're not going to be able to do eight of those unless you have like the eight rooms. You say, excuse me, I need to do something for religious purpose. Can I switch off the eight rooms? But let's just keep it with the first night, or just the Ikar Adin, that can you fulfill the mitzvah by switching it on? And another question, which I'm going to ask simultaneously, is going to be the question of a torch. If a person is, say, in an airplane, that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman discusses, and he's unable to fulfill the Hadlokas Nei Chanukah properly, because for obvious reason he can't light a candle or a flame in any way during the flight. I'm not going to the discussion now of is it the right place or not. I'm not going to the bias aspect of the shayla. Just in regards to, can you just take a torch out and make a bracha and switch it on, yes or no? You had the shayla last year. First night. It was first night to Australia. And what did you? But I'm saying in Australia, it's probably the eighth night anyway, probably. Yeah. You can use a torch. Without the bracha, maybe with the bracha, okay. Yeah, Rabbi Sai, torch? Rabbi Sai? Yeah?
But I don't know, I would have thought you can't make any brachas on anything, which is
shaman. No shaman, no bracha. Well, hold on a second. Oh, you're saying that, what about candles? Candle is
it's kind of like shaman.
It's kind of like, as opposed to electricity, which is not kind of like shaman. Okay, fair enough. I can understand that.
Because the whole thing is a zechet to the menorah.
Very nice. Very, very nice point, what you're saying. That's
like the menorah, the shemen was nitma, and they found some shemen.
Beautiful. What a nice svara.
If you've got something that is mekabel tuma, then the stomach, that has some kind of zechet to...
How interesting. Zecha Tunez has to be something which is remotely similar to the Beis HaMikdash.
You can have a candle, I suppose, which is Mekabel Tumah. You can have oil, which is Mekabel Tumah.
So you're saying the aspect of being Mekabel Tumah.
But it's not Mekabel Tumah.
some resemblance. Right. Right.
Remembering is Cain and Nais that happened.
Right.
And I don't suppose electricity has any shakers whatsoever to its light, but it's, you know what, it's light doesn't necessarily, just because it's light doesn't necessarily mean it's anything like a Nais. I mean, you could probably go down to the bottom of the ocean and find some phosphoric shellfish or something that glow because they've got all sorts of chemicals. So
could you light one of those?
But you probably want...
Yeah, probably not going to say it. Yeah. That would be an interesting one. Interesting Shaila. Fish. Get those fish from the deep ocean. First night, one. Second night, two. Yeah, okay. Yes, you're saying that it doesn't resemble the Beis HaMikdash, the Adlok of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not similar to Shemen. Therefore, you cannot be Yotze. You certainly can't make a brach on that.
Some lights are fluorescence, and that's not proper burning. It's gas.
Sorry? So therefore, is that more problematic? Okay, so let me start with fluorescent. Fluorescent is something which kula al moida, you cannot make a brach on fluorescent. That's something that all the poskim agree. That you certainly can't make. Now, I'm not qualified to explain it. Shlomo Zalman does go into great detail to explain why fluorescent is not similar at all to fire. I can't even repeat it because I fail to understand it. But he said that fluorescent is made out of completely different. Yeah, is that correct? Yeah, there's no heat produced. Yeah, is it? So he said that there's no shail about it for us, and you certainly can't fulfill the mitzvah. He says, even without a bracha, there's no point at all switching it on, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah according to any poskim. Now, the shail is, with regard, now that's the one extreme. The other extreme will be the torch. Now, the torch, Reb Shlomo Zalman held, you held that you can fulfill the mitzvah. Bless Breira, if there's no other way of fulfilling the mitzvah, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you can switch it on. And in fact, he held, you can actually make a bracha on it. Bless Breira. If it's in a kind of situation, you've got no other option, Shlomo Zalman said, you can make a bracha. And he explained that he held that this is only if it's battery operated. And again, I can't fully understand that, but he said that the battery, if it's got batteries inside it, the battery is a little bit, in a way, it resembles a little bit the shaman. And because that's the way he understands it's the energy source, and therefore you can fulfill the mitzvah with that. He was questioned by many rabbonim and poskim, questioned this psak, primarily some of the poskim, which said that you need a shalheves, because it says in the Baal Oischos Aneiros, it sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash, Mamash, your point of you need the Beis HaMikdash, it seems to need a flame, a shalheves. And you're certainly not creating a shalheves. You're certainly not creating a flame by switching on a torch. And therefore, some poskim are very reluctant to make it and passing like Reb Shlomo Zalman. But Reb Shlomo Zalman was very adamant about it. He addressed all these points. And he was very firmly held that you can make a bracha on a torch if necessary. If necessary. Yeah.
I would want to say that probably when Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote that up, the only torches you could get had a tungsten filament bulb.
Yeah.
Which is very, very different from the torches that everybody has now, which are LED bulbs.
Yes, and it's true. He doesn't speak about LED. That's correct. I'm not talking about LED. They are quite right. He speaks about this.
You can't buy tungsten filament bulbs anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Like when you can, but no one tells
I think that's the ones we've got in our house now. Yeah. Yeah.
There's such a big difference
between
the two bulbs.
Yeah.
These days, everyone's got regular LED bulbs, and back then, they were all tungsten filament bulbs. And it makes sense.
Yeah, sure. That you're 100% right. He certainly is talking about those torches. No doubt about it. So you're differentiating. You're saying that LED, it works differently, which again, I just take your word for it. But with regards, I think it's still interesting to point out that the old-fashioned, the old-fashioned torch, Shlomo Zalman said you can make a brach on that. Now, what about a light bulb? So it's not fluorescent, and again, it's not battery-operated, but just a light bulb. Switch it on like the hospital child that we mentioned earlier. What do you think about that?
So if Shlomo Zalman was on that battery, so here you've got a power station.
Correct.
Sending alternating current down a very, very long cable, and every single second, 50 times a second, it's creating more electricity. So the electricity that you're using now didn't exist 1 second ago.
So therefore,
it sounds like what he was saying, from what Rob said, is that if you have a reservoir of oil,
yeah,
then having a battery is kind of similar to that.
Correct.
But if you didn't have a reservoir of oil, then Well, if you didn't have a battery, then it would be like not having a reservoir.
Absolutely, that's exactly what Moshe Zalman says. Moshe Zalman says that if it comes from a power, if electricity, the source for energy is from a power station, he says there is no shaman. There is no physical shaman. That's the way he puts it. And therefore, you can't make a bracha on it. You wouldn't be able to make a bracha. He says that nevertheless, you should still switch it if you have no choice, in hospital or whatever the situation may be. You should still switch it on, he says, because maybe you are fulfilling something, but he certainly doesn't allow you to make a bracha on switching on a light bulb. But he said there is a point, as opposed to fluorescent, where he said there's no point at all. Yes? See, I didn't hear? You mean the torch? Yeah. Right. Is it? I don't know how it works. How is that in the plane, on both sides? Yeah, is it? Yeah. Yeah, is that battery operated? Yeah, it's true, because I know that if you keep it on overnight, and the next day you can't switch the car on. That's true. Yeah, so it must be battery. Yeah. So you're saying that it's so could be. Is that true, Abu Sa'id? Are the facts true? Yeah, but it probably still is battery operated. It could very well be. What do you think? What do you think? Is it battery operated? So either way you're saying that it's minor B, mum is like the battery, it might be doing what your car does, which is it generates more power to the battery by having the engine running. Right. But even if it does that, then it's still burning the petrol, which might even be like the reservoir of oil. The monitor. So either way you're saying that it's minor B, mum is like the battery, it might not be like the physical battery of the. If it's a battery, then it's a battery. Right. And if it's burning kerosene to an alternator, right, then either that's worse or it's better depending on how you see the kerosene. Right. Okay, I hear that. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see anybody actually addressing the shiloh of the lights in the plane. Yeah, that I didn't actually see. On the way to Australia, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Probably, yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay, that's with regards to the shaila of electricity with regards to Hadlakas Nei Chanukah. Right. Okay. Continues the Rama. Umiu, however, Shemen Zeis, mitzvah min amufcha. Olive oil is the mitzvah min amufcha. So, although there's many ways of fulfilling the mitzvah, you can use many, all the oils are fine, but ideally, lechatchila is shemen zeis. Is that what everybody uses? Yeah, shemen zeis? Because there is over here a fascinating, says the Ramah continues. Ramah says the following, Vim ein shemen zeis motzu, if there's no olive oil available, mitzvah shmanim sha'oiron zach venoki. Okay, if you haven't got olive oil, use any other oil which is clean and pure. V'nagim b'minas elu lahadlik b'neir shel shava. Says the Ramah, the our minig is to use candles which are made out of wax. Ki oiron tzolul k'mo yishemen, because its light is very tzolul clear and clean and nice like oil. So the Ramah says the minig is to use wax candles. That's what the Ramah says. That's what the Ramah says. Now when I carry on to that, hold on one second, let me just, what the Mishnah Berurah says. Listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet. That's fascinating. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Dalet, Mikol Mokim, Mitzvah B'shal Shemen Tfei Menere Shal Shava. Nevertheless, it's better to do, to use Shemen, oil is better than, the Mishnah Berurah says that oil is better than wax. Talidei Shemen Nasanes, because the miracle happened through oil. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah claims that better than wax is oil. But now listen to the fascinating Shaarat Zinn in Sifkot and Dalet. Sifkot and Dalet, Shaarat Zinn in the bottom of the page, brings a Maharal Miprag. So look at the top line in Sifkot and Dalet, Shaarat Zinn. Chuvas Maribun, Zimen Lametas. Veine, das Maharal Miprag. The opinion of the Maharal of Prague. Besifon Ne'er Mitzvah, any Sefer Ne'er Mitzvah, which is actually not Halacha Sefer. It's not really a locha sefer. It's a hashkofa sefer. Hashkofa sefer, ne mitzvah. He holds shaloi le'ad le'klal b'nei shava. v'chelev ela tafke b'shemen b'nishanes nase b'shemen. Is it that he says that the Maharali practice says he has to, you must fulfill the mitzvah through oil. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah through wax. Because the miracle happened through oil, you must use oil. But look at the next three words of the Mishnah Berurah. In fact, four words. Aval ein noyagin kvosei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, the name of Machzor Shekel, the minhag is not like the Maharal of Prague, but the custom is to use wax. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Unlike the Maharal of Prague. So we've got the Ramah who says the minhag is to use candles of wax. We've got the Mishnah Berurah who says that oil is better. And then we've got the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion who says that the Maharal of Prague says there must be oil, but the minhag is to use wax. Yeah. But I think that we'll agree that nowadays, 2014, Chanukah 2014, what's generally the minhag? The Mahadrin, you normally use, I think people do use oil. Yeah, use oil. And the reason for that is people who are makpit on using oil, they do it because the miracle happened through oil. So therefore, miracle happened with oil. So therefore, we similarly use oil as well. Yeah. What I don't know what you mean. What does it mean to color the oil? You can dye it. With how? What is the fire? The fire comes. The flame is different color as well, or just the actual oil? I don't know anything about it. I've never seen it. I've never seen anything about it. Never seen. Let me just think. Let's think this through together. What could be a shaila? Is it a lack of hiddur? Right. I don't think we see anything about gold. Is it just as solemn? Is it just as, is the flame just as? Is it just as nice? Everything? Is it just the actual looks of the oil? I wonder if this. I don't know. Yes. It looks nice. Okay, so it's actually not. You're not actually coloring the oil. You're coloring the water. I can't see any reason why it should be a shaila. I can't see any reason why it should be a shaila. The continues the Shulchan Aruch va'afilu b'leil Shabbos, even on the nights of Shabbos shebeseichim eichanukah, even the nights of Chanukah, which are Shabbos, so Friday night hadloka, mutar lahadlik b'nei Chanukah shmonim va'apsilu she'os ladikam b'hem Shabbos. The conditions that apply on the Shabbos candles will not apply to the Chanukah candles of Friday night. Let me repeat that. The restrictions of the oils which apply to the Friday night candles, the Shabbos candles, right? Some oils you can't use on Friday night. Some oils you can't use for Shabbos. So those restrictions don't apply to the Chanukah candle of Friday night. Yeah? Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. Then to do what? No. So the emes is the halacha is you. How do you know what? So which one comes first? We do find that we find this condition of moichik susoi. We don't find that with regards. Well, it's a shtikel machlokes with regards to Ner Shabbos, but pashtas would come first. The nechanik would come first. Yeah. But that's only with regards to the ikar adlocha. That's only with regards to the main one candle. Yeah, that means if you have more than that, you should do both. Yeah. Right. Okay. We'll continue with the Ramov. Einu Noisin. We'll continue tomorrow next week in Mitzvah.